This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
I just spilled my coffee, Uncle. That's how good this morning's gone. It's 9:08. You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday talk show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Not too bad, not too bad.
And we have a couple of good guests today. Erica Kennett and Terry Miller from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. And we're here to talk about the corporation and all the good things that are coming their way on the corporation side. We're going to have that conversation right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday talk show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. We are here with Erica Kennett and Terry Miller from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. Ladies, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
I'm just great.
Great. Thanks for having us.
And Erica, this is kind of an introduction to you. You're the new kid on the block. For those that don't know you or don't know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have I started working part-time with the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation in November. I have a history of working in economic development. My previous job was I ran the Economic Development Alliance for Edwardsville and Glen Carbon. And prior to that, I worked in at the St. Louis RCGA in their business recruitment sector. And prior to that, I worked in economic development out on the East Coast. So I was born and raised here in Illinois, and I'm happy to be back home and working on that.
And the economic development for Edwardsville, Glen Carbon, that area, that's a task. If you drive around Edwardsville and that area this day and age, it doesn't I went to school at SIUE, graduated in 2000. It doesn't look the same as what it was back in those days. It's a totally different town. So what attracted you to this area?
Well, I really like working on the ground level. I've worked at the regional level, and I think that you make a better impact and you work more closely with the community at the local level. And I think that's true with a lot of different facets of government. Is working at the local level is where you can get it, where you can make the most headway. And I think with the challenges that we're facing here in Montgomery County, we have a lot of things that we need to get in line and to really prepare ourselves and be ready for when it's time to start marketing and promoting and responding to those businesses looking to relocate here.
And Terry, what attracted the board to Erica? It was just the qualifications and what she knew about economic development.
Well, she had excellent qualifications, and when you meet Erica, you can see that she's very passionate about what she does, and that is very important. You want somebody who's got a lot of knowledge, but you also want somebody who really gets it at a gut level and gets excited by it and finds it something that's very natural to her, and that was very obvious when you first meet Erica. And I also like the fact that, and all of us on the board like the fact that she was not always just here. She's been other places. In her career, she's seen some bigger communities, some larger communities, some things that have worked for them, some things that haven't. So she's bringing some new ideas and some fresh perspectives to the table.
And I think Tobin, the many people we have on this show who are somewhat new to the area, she's originally from this area, but I think that when people like her come back to this area after being in a large area like Glen Carbon, Edwardsville, in that area, they sometimes are a little bit amazed at what we really have to offer here. You know, this community has a lot to offer. It's, you can call it virgin material, whatever you want to, but there's a lot of area here that shows the possibility of developing, I guess is what I'm trying to say, And it's there, and all we got to do is nurture it like a flower and get it to bloom.
When we came up with our plan of work this year, the number one initiative that we wanted to focus on was site development. Mm-hmm. We want, I mean, obviously we know there are thousands of acres of land here in Montgomery County, but we want to look at what's the low-hanging fruit of ideal sites that we might be able to come up with. If they have interstate access or highway access, is the infrastructure in place? And if not, what's the plan to do that? And what is the forecasted cost? So kind of getting all of our ducks in a row so that when we do have a company looking for something, we have options for them to review. And likewise, we can take those options out and market those as Montgomery County as a place to do business.
I.e., if I wanted to open up a restaurant and let's say Litchfield does not have the place to hold the restaurant, but let's say Raymond or Hillsboro does, that can be other options that I can, or a potential company owner can look at.
Yes.
Or even somewhere in between with today's modes of travel, if you have a successful business, doesn't necessarily mean a restaurant, but a successful business, people will come to you if you're successful. They don't mind driving from Litchfield to Hillsboro, Hillsboro to Litchfield, if they know when they get there, whatever they're looking for is going to be there for them. And so the two communities, the way they lay in respect to one another, it's a good situation.
Well, and it's funny you say travel, because I always say one of our strongest suits here in Montgomery County is transportation. We have an interstate. We are very close proximity to another interstate. We have rail travel. I mean, you look at our county, and it's made to, let's produce goods and ship goods out. So we have that a travel mode ready built in to our county. How can we get those sites located where they need to be to make it really attractive to a business to say, hey, I can make it here and I can get it out and get it all over the world?
Is it safe to say, and I've kind of always thought this and said this, that the county needs to stick to what its strong points are and realize, you know what, Ford will never be here, Chrysler will never, and that's okay. But if we can use our strengths and utilize it in a way that we can better development, we're going to be better off in the long run.
Absolutely. I think that the days of chasing smokestacks for economic development are no more. Jobs are, fleeing the country. People are getting laid off. We need to look at what our workforce is, what we can do. And that's another one of our actions for our plan of work is workforce development. And we're working on with Macoupin County to study those people that are unemployed, to find out what are their strengths, what are they good at, what's their skill set, are there companies here that we can put them to work, or now that we know what these people are, what companies can we recruit,
right,
that they would fill that base of employees, and that stuff does not happen overnight. I mean, that is an ongoing process, but we are trying to make headway on that.
And that's just not an actual physical company where you're walking into the doors. Does that include online? Because I know there's a lot of attention. Yeah, see, Terry's blushing on that. You're welcome. It goes to the online side too, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's no more, people can work from home doing things more than just stuffing mail, that you see those kind of gimmicks out there. There's a variety of jobs that can be done from a computer. Obviously, we know that broadband is an issue here, continuing to extend that out. So those are another infrastructure kinds of things that we need to be aware of. And I think working with that and kind of understanding, taking it from where I think the focus for MCEDC in the past was a lot of community development, mm-hmm. but bringing that really into jobs and how we're going to do that and understanding what we're doing.
And, of course, when you talk of flexibility, the love of my life that I, have been involved in, agriculture. And agriculture is very flexible. It just fits the needs of so many different things. And, of course, agriculture's always been here and hopefully will always be here. And so whatever we do, agriculture will blend right in with it.
I wouldn't see why it wouldn't.
Absolutely. And that's something near and dear to my heart as well. And I think, hey, we grow the food for the world, let's do something with it right here in Montgomery County. Let's look at food production. This is me dreaming, but looking at food production even, or some way of getting that product that we're making here in the county and adding value to it in the county. Anytime, any phase of economic development where you can take a raw material and add value to it here, you're going to get more jobs and you're going to bring more dollars.
And agriculture, I mean, the county board yesterday approved its comprehensive plan, and I know that was a hot topic issue, but agriculture was a major part in that document. And I think agriculture, however we stand on the issue, it's here to stay and it needs to be here. So, absolutely.
And we see things come along that maybe none of this group 10 years ago, even thought of, and we're seeing spring up all over is the wineries now. You know, we're seeing these more and more, and beautiful facilities, and it's another phase that maybe a few years ago, like I say, we never even thought of, but it's here.
You mentioned the wineries. Terry, is that a phase or is that here to stay? Is that like is this the flavor? I mean, you have these things called flavor of the months. Is this a flavor of the month or is this here to stay?
Well, they found wine in jars that are thousands of years old, so I think wine's here to stay. I think it's good. I think sometimes with any aspect of any industry, you get into fad issues, and I think it is the du jour right now to go, let's go to the winery. But I don't think it's going away.
Okay.
I think we're going to see more wineries, in fact, open up. But I think it's a quality of life aspect. People, they want to not just live in a nice community, but they like to spend time in that community as well. They don't want to have to go all the way to Springfield or St. Louis to have some of those same amenities. And I think that not just the selling or the production of wine in this county, that's a great part of the economic development. There's value there, but it's also the quality of life for the citizens who live there. They say this is a great place to live and spend time, and people make decisions on where to relocate based on those kinds of things.
And I keep going back to, and it all goes to one area. You got to have something to promote, but the Hillsboroughs, the Litchfields, have to find a way to get their name out beyond the box. You have to get out beyond Montgomery County to bring people in. Think of, I'll just use this as an example, St. Charles, Missouri. Very historical town, but they've got ads. They've got everything going on the Illinois side of the river saying, hey, let's go to St. Charles. You got to find a way to get outside the box, get outside this area.
And I think that was one of our components of our plan of work was solidifying Montgomery County as a place to do business. And that is both an internal communication of let's keep our businesses here, let's do business retention, which we have a wonderful business retention program, but also getting our ducks in a row, getting people on the same page, and then going out and marketing it where it is a cohesive effort, where there may be a brand for Montgomery County, where that we have some kind of effort that we're a team promoting this region.
Have you talked with the city councils, and are they on the same page?
I have not had an opportunity to go to all the city council meetings yet. I've been to several county board committee meetings. Mm-hmm. I've met with the city of Coffeen. I work. I do 2 weeks a month is how much I work for the MCEDC. So trying to juggle those hours and fitting those meetings in, as well as doing the work on the ground floor.
Right. Okay.
And when we talk of having your ducks in a row. And getting back to the wineries, the wife and I have visited in this area, I would say these folks had their ducks in a row because they have spent much money, but they've not only set up themselves to grow and produce a good product in their wine, they also have state-of-the-art facilities where people can gather for functions and stuff, which tells me these folks are serious about being in business for a while.
Let's move right along. Terry, let's talk about, I know the Economic Development Corporation is having their annual meeting coming up. Tell us a little bit about the upcoming meeting.
Well, we are having our annual meeting on Tuesday, March 27th at 6:30 at the Church Street Pub in Hillsboro. It is open to all of our members in good standing. And at that annual meeting, it's it's a really great evening. It's a fun night. It's an exciting night. We review the successes that we've had for the past year as well as since the corporation was founded. It's a good night to sit back and say, you know, we make a difference and what we do is important, and also to review our goals that we've set and benchmark and have those benchmarks and say, how are we doing? We also do business, of course, and part of that is any board member whose term is expiring, we will have an election for. We have three board of directors' terms that are expiring, so we'll be having elections for those board members. Also, after that meeting, the executive board is voted on by the new board of directors. Also, any bylaws changes that need to be made are gone over. So there's that business aspect of it. But I think what you really take away from the night is a sense of excitement for the future and purpose.
You want to talk about a business that does very well about getting his name outside the box, outside this area. Church Street Pub is a prime example. I'm originally from Staunton. And ever since I've moved to Hillsboro, everyone's like, well, you live in that town where the restaurant's inside the church. So there's an example, and the Orpheum's the other one. But, I mean, I'm just saying, you got some prime examples there.
Yeah, something that makes them stand out and that they're able to reach a market that's beyond just the border of Montgomery County. And it's a wonderful setting, and it'll be a great setting for our meeting.
Absolutely. And, Erica, it's always a pleasure meeting you for the first time.
Thank you for having me.
And I look forward to our chats in the future. And I think the groundwork is there for you to take the ball and run and use your own ideas as well.
Well, thank you. I think, you know, the board of directors that we have in place has been very welcoming to me, and are really looking for some new ideas. And I really have enjoyed working with all of my board members and the communities I've met so far.
And there's nothing any more satisfying to a person such as yourself when something new comes along, and it not only comes along, but it turns out to be very successful in the community. It just can't get better than that.
Absolutely.
And Terry, I guess one thing is Cardinal baseball is here. So,
yes.
You know, you're whether or not they can go 12-12, I don't know. We'll wait and see. I think the Reds may have something to say about that. But
that's okay. It'll be fun to watch.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I like Mike Matheny. I had the pleasure of meeting him once. My son got to meet him, and he's a fantastic guy. So I look forward to seeing what he's going to bring to the team.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year for the Birds and Bat. And Terry, it's always a pleasure talking with you, and it amazes me how much this corporation has grown in such a short time. I remember you coming in, talking with me about that, and Erica's predecessor, Heather Hampton Nodal, coming in and talking with me about the corporation, and it's just amazing what a little spark turned into.
Yes, and also at our annual meeting, we're going to take an opportunity to thank some of those people who made that possible. And we've had a lot of change this year. With Heather taking time to spend with her family, well-deserved. She put a lot of effort into it. Bringing on Erica, this new breath of fresh air that's really got a lot of great ideas. And then with Amanda Cole and her success and leaving us for the extension.
Now she's leaving you guys?
She is with the extension. However, she's been promoted, and she is now going to be taking over for Denise Kessner. Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful for her, and she'll be great in that role, but we're going to miss her and all the support she had. However, we're as an organization, we're looking at adding some grant writing help. So we're moving on, and I think though change can be painful and scary, the corporation is getting stronger, and it's growing, and I think that's what we take away from this year. Change has come, and we've survived, and I'm looking forward to another year.
And that's another aspect of it, the grant writing. And I've been told grants this year, or even going into 2013, slim and none, and I think slim has just walked out the door.
It's tough because everyone is looking for money. Everyone's budgets, all communities' budgets have been cut back, and they are looking for ways to maximize their efforts. And one of the things that we offer our member communities is the ability for grant writing, and that's something that we need to bring on someone who can do that specifically, because so that I can look at the other functions of, because you can write, a grant can take you a significant amount of time, and
right.
So we need to use our resources the best way that we can, yet offer this wonderful opportunity to the communities who are our members to for the potential of them getting additional funds for a need they have.
And when we talk about the grants, that's not only on the state side, but on the federal side too, correct?
Correct. A lot of the communities will come to us if they need a new warning siren or something. That can be Department of Defense, it can be or Homeland Security, it can be
a new police car too, because I know that was another
USDA
one.
Has been very helpful with us in acquiring some of those grants.
Fire trucks, backhoes, needs of the communities that, and we're happy to provide that service.
And it just seems, just again, amazes me how much this group has grown in such a short time, and we're coming close to the end of the program. Uncle Ralph, any final thoughts here?
No, I just agree with what you just said. It's amazing that something has come along like this and been as successful and grown as rapidly as it has. I think it's a tribute to the people that's involved in it and the job they have done, and you know, hats off to all of them.
Yeah, and it's takes a lot of work, doesn't it, Terry?
Yeah, and I have to thank our members. Without our members, we're not here. I always thank our membership for their continued support. And anybody, you don't have to be a business. You can be an individual. If you want to help support us, we're always looking for new members. You can contact our office is 217-532-3941. Find out how you can join and be a member. We want everyone involved.
And if you should find something that can be successful without hard work, let me know. I want to join up right away.
I'll second that motion.
No, there's no such thing. I'm sorry.
Membership, though, how is membership going? Are we around the same par? Is it grown?
We have a very consistent membership. For the most part, most of our members rejoin, which is wonderful. It shows their commitment. It's like any organization. Sometimes you get some, sometimes you lose some. But I think through all of the economic distress that we've had in the last couple of years, the fact that our membership's held strong is great.
And as we come to a close, anyone seeking information about the Economic Corporation, is there a website that they can visit?
We do, and actually we're currently updating, revamping it, so pardon our dust.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I've gotten a hold of it, so you know I'm going to tinker.
Uh-oh.
It's a pretty simple website. It's montgomerycountyillinois.org.
Okay.
Tobin, real quick, talking about what we've talked about here this morning in this half hour, if someone hadn't had a dream, and I'm speaking of the Talley family in 1950, you and I wouldn't be sitting here today.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Making what a powerful voice for everyone.
Making the millions and millions of dollars that we make.
Right? Yeah.
Contract negotiations, that's what it is. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, you're right. You're right. They had a vision, and since all these many years later, 42 years later, we're still here.
And when you think about even more mystifying the whole thing is, the Talley family, they started it. They're still here today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Terry, Erica, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and thoroughly enjoyed our conversation, and we'll definitely be in touch in the not-so-distant future. Thank you so much for your time. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. And our guest this week was Erica Kennett and Terry Miller from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. When we come back, the man, the myth, the legend, Earl Sarles with the market update is coming your way next. Thanks so much for listening.